you very much more. Today is Wednesday, September 6, 2023. The President of the National Assembly of the People's Power of Cuba, Esteban Lasso Hernández, and the head of the Central American Parliament, Parlacen, Amado Cerrud, signed an interinstitutional cooperation agreement between the two legislative bodies on Tuesday. The agreement seeks to strengthen the links between the institutions on issues of common interest, including the strengthening of education and women's rights. The also member of the Political Bureau of the Communist Party of Cuba and president of the Council of State spoke with Cerrud about the need to be more united as a way to face the challenges of the region and the world. For his part, the visitor expressed the feelings of the institution he represents in terms of supporting Cuba in the international claim for the lifting of the U.S. blockade, which he considered a just and historical cause. Several generations of Chinese citizens were interested in Cuban products and tours to Cuba during the recently concluded China International Fair on Trade and Services, CIFTIS. Marta Calzadilla, economic and commercial attaché at the Cuban Embassy in China, told Prensa Latina that the goods exhibited at Cuba's stand have generated a lot of curiosity among visitors. She explained that most teenagers had no prior information about Cuba, but the adults knew a little about that nation. Cuba's stand was set up as part of the 8th edition of Colorful World, a cultural exhibition held at CIFTIS 2023. Elizabeth Vela, tourism advisor at the Cuban Embassy, pointed out that this was not a business professional fair, but was open to the public. Hence, the exchange with people interested in learning more about Cuba is a tourist destination prevail. Some 75 countries and international organizations attended CIFTIS 2023, one of the most notable events of its kind globally, which this year hosted the United Kingdom as the guest of honor. The Portuguese Communist Party and the Portuguese Greens expressed a willingness to continue strengthening friendship and ties with Cuba and insist on condemning the economic blockade and countering Washington's smear campaigns against the island. Pedro Guerreiro, a member of the political committee of the Portuguese Communist Party, commented that the right-wing forces in the European Parliament, specifically from Spain, are stubborn through the misrepresentation of the Cuban reality in silencing everything related to the island. Elier Ramirez, member of the Central Committee of the Cuban Communist Party in the Council of State, stressed during the exchange that although it is necessary to continue denouncing the cruelty of the U.S. blockade and demand its lifting, it is also necessary to destroy it by unleashing internal potential in all fields and thus overcome the damaging effects of that economic war. They agreed on the importance of also breaking the information blockade and media terrorism against the island by all possible means. Eloisa Apolonia from the International Relations Department of the Greens confirmed that the organization supports Cuba in the face of the economic war of the United States and its attempts to boycott ties with Europe. The participants in the exchange also learned about the potential for cooperation between institutions of the two countries in the development of biopreparations, such as those that Cuban research centers have with similar ones from 20 countries. Cuban first dancer Carlos Acosta opened the Acosta Dance Center, IDC, in southeast London, an institution that stands as an international reference place for practitioners and creative professionals of dance. The Cuban dancer wrote on social media that the ADC is a dream come true, resulting from his passion to create a place where dance can bring together people from all walks of life to celebrate joy and creativity through movement. The center comprises in its objectives dance education, workshops, and cultural events, while fostering creativity and talent among young people, including those from disadvantaged backgrounds. Carlos Acosta has prodigious feet and a virtuosity that has allowed him to place the name of Cuban ballet with honors on the world's greatest stages. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.